everyone, and welcome back. It has been a long time since I have been on here, and that is totally my fault. I have been super busy, which is not an excuse, and I will not lie, I have been in a slump in my own just spiritual life. Like, I haven't been reading the Bible as much as I should, or communicating with God as much as I should, or listening to Christian music as much as I should. I've really just been in a slump, but I'm trying to get through it, and I finally said today, enough of the excuses. Let's sit down, let's spend time with God, then let's make and do a podcast episode, because I'm putting this out there for you guys, and it doesn't do any good if I just constantly make excuses every single time I go to put out an episode. So today, we're doing it, we're getting through it, and we're going to go over what does it mean that we have eternity in our hearts in the verse Ecclesiastes 3:11. So we're going to start off by reading that verse, and then we are going to listen to the audio of an article by none other than Got Questions. They are just absolutely amazing. They can answer these questions so much better than I ever could, and I am just so thankful that they have allowed me to use their audios and their articles for my episodes, as long as I mention them and mention that it is not my own, because it is not. This is all on them, and I really just thank them for this. So without further ado, let's jump right in. So as I said, we're going to start off by reading Ecclesiastes 3:11. I am using an NLT Bible version. So the verse says, "Yet God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart. But even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end." So the question is, what does it mean that we have eternity in our hearts? That middle section of this verse. So here we go on the article audio.
Today's question is, what does it mean that we have eternity in our hearts? In this video, I'll answer that question from a biblical perspective. Then afterwards, as always, I'll share some helpful resources. So stick around until the end. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11 states that God has set eternity in the human heart. In every human soul is a God-given awareness that there is something more than this transient world. And with that awareness of eternity comes a hope that we can one day find a fulfillment not afforded by the vanity in this world. Here's a closer look at the verse. In the human heart is an expression representing the mind, soul, or spirit of each person. God places eternity, in Hebrew olam, into our heart and soul. The word translated eternity is much debated regarding its translation in this passage. The word olam can be translated as darkness, eternity, or the future. The use of this word could indicate darkness in the sense of ignorance, contrasting this concept with what follows in verse 11. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. It could be that Solomon is contrasting human ignorance with God's perfect wisdom. A better possibility, and the one that is the typical interpretation, is that olam refers to God's placing an eternal longing or sense of eternity in the human heart. Taking this understanding to be the correct one, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11 affirms the idea that humans operate in a different way than other forms of life. We have a sense of eternity in our lives. We possess an innate knowledge that there is something more to life than what we can see and experience in the here and now. The larger context of the chapter aids to our understanding of verse 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 says, "There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens." The next seven verses list a series of contrasts: love and hate, scattering and gathering, tearing and mending, weeping and laughter. Then comes verse 11, which begins, "He has made everything beautiful in its time." In other words, life is comprised of opposite experiences in balance. God has appointed each to its season. Each season is to be considered as part of a whole. Seasons come and go, but does anything in this life truly satisfy? The answer in Ecclesiastes is no, all is vanity. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 2. However, through all the ups and downs and vicissitudes of life, we have a glimpse of stability. God has set eternity in the human heart. Life is but a vapor, James chapter 4, verse 14, but we know there is something past this life. We have a divinely implanted awareness that the soul lives forever. This world is not our home. Want to learn more? Subscribe so you don't miss the next video. Visit gotquestions.org for more great content and check out the details section below this video. There's one book I recommend, along with several links to related questions. If you'd like to learn about Bible Munch or if you're interested in bite-sized devotionals, subscribe to Bible Munch on YouTube. It's linked right here. Now remember, if you've got questions, the Bible has answers and we'll help you find them.
Alrighty, so that was the article on this question. What does it mean that we have eternity in our hearts? And I love how the speaker in this audio, in this video, because it's a video on their site, explains that there are two kind of sides, two possibilities that do get debated around. But I like the one that he talked about mostly, and that is that we have this knowledge, this lingering feeling, and this desire in our hearts or in the back of our minds that there is something more to this life and that this life just isn't the end. Because think about this. We've heard these stories before. Someone does not believe in God whatsoever. They don't want to acknowledge it, but then something terrible in their life happens. They're in an earthquake and they're in a fire, and then all of a sudden they submit to God. They admit that he's real and they ask him for help. And I think that's because everyone knows, everyone has that longing and that knowledge in the back of their minds that they just don't always acknowledge. And I think that's what it means that we have this eternity in our hearts. We know that there is an eternity. We know that there is something after death and that this life is not all that there is. So that is what I have. This is a little bit of a shorter episode. I'm getting back into it. Like I said, it has been a long time and that's totally on me. So just thank you for listening. Thank you for being here, and I will see you guys next time.